You came to the Lochdale community in what year?
1928.
What were you with A.W. Dow, November 11th, 1974? What were your particular reasons for buying a store?
Well, number one was we didn't feel like staying where we were after we got married because of conditions. And the store was up for sale, so we decided it was a good investment at that time.
How did you learn about the Lochdale community?
Through my wife-to-be's brother.
I see. The person who was selling the store, do you remember the person's name?
Yeah, Mrs. Vickery.
Mrs. Vickery. Now, from going into newspapers, I have been led to understand that the store was founded by Mrs. Lockheed. Is this
That's
true?
That's right, yes, it
this,
was.
And so
yes.
This is the same store that she founded about 1914.
That's right.
Right.
Okay. Yes, I think that's how, from her somewhere, Lochdale originated, I believe.
Right, right. She took the first bit of her name and then put Dale on it because it was sort of a flat area in between the Capitol Hill and Barnett Mountain, and called it Lochdale. Okay, so you came in 1928 and you started your store. Can you give us just a sort of a general idea of what sort of merchandise you were selling, perhaps how many people you served, and you were the post office right from the beginning.
That's right. The post office was part of the store. The post office department automatically made the purchase for the store, the postmaster. It was a general store, groceries, ice cream, hardware, which we didn't stock, but we could get in a moment's notice. That's about all, I guess. General store was the terminology we used, and it covered pretty well everything, except clothing. So,
approximately how many people do you feel would be calling at the post office?
Well, there were 125 families living in the neighborhood at the time, so I would probably 50% of them anyway.
Now, at the time, 1928, Lochdale formed quite a distinct community. This was partly because of poor transportation, I imagine.
Well, the nearest transportation was 3/4 mile going west.
Yes, and this was up Capitol Hill as well.
Uphill,
right.
Yeah.
And that was the nearest transportation in
That's
the town.
That's nearest transportation, yeah. That's
how
right.
How was the transportation as far as connecting North and South Burnaby?
Very, just as bad as it is today.
Right. Very few of the streets went through, did they?
Spurling that went through it as it does now. Willingdon went through North and South. Boundary Road went through North and South. But at this end, nothing.
Right.
To get to South, we had to go spurling to Granby Highway, Granby Highway to Edmund Street, Edmund Street to Kingsway, where the Municipal Hall was.
Right, this has been a sort of a recurrent theme that I've noticed, that people in the North felt until Pritchard became Reeve, that the North was very isolated, both geographically and politically.
Politically,
as well.
Yes, and also anything was done for the South, never done for the North.
Right.
In fact, I think there were times had been secession from the South
right.
was contemplated.
Right. I recall a poll taken in the broadcast where they asked people to vote whether they would like to secede or not. I don't exactly remember the result of that at the time. So in other words, you established yourself in this community just a little more than a year before the Depression actually started.
June the 8th, 1928 was the official day of taking over the store.
Right. What are your recollections as far as the coming climate of Depression? Do you remember when you first felt that the Depression was very serious, or when it first started hitting you as a storekeeper?
As a storekeeper, at the moment the Barnett Mill closed down.
The Barnett Mill, right. how many customers do you feel of yours worked or depended on the Barnett?
Oh, 75%.
75%. Now, the Barnett Mill closed down, I imagine, primarily because lumber became unprofitable. Is this true?
Not originally. It was a matter of wages between the employees and employers said they couldn't pay their wages and suggested that they go in partnership with them. The men take the same wages and a share of the profits, but they wouldn't go for it.
Yes, I've come across figures that Pritchard stated that the men had already agreed to something like 25% in reduction in wages, and that the company was in fact through this sharing scheme going to reduce their wages even further.
Yep.
Down to the management would never say what the wage was, but the men were saying that it was down to 23 cents an hour.
I wouldn't doubt that.
Which at the going wage rate for laborers on relief being 40 cents an hour.
Yeah.
That shows. Well, it started off then as a strike.
That's right.
And did the Barnett Mill ever reopen during the Depression? Did it ever reopen at all?
No.
It never did?
Never did.
I see.
Not until Kapoor took it over.
And what year would that be about?
I don't remember, but it's quite late.
Right.
Long after Depression.
Right. What is some of the results to the men who were working there? Now, some of them were living in the Lochdale community, but I understand that others were living out around the mill area.
Yeah, down at Barnett.
Down at Barnett. What was the situation at that community?
Just all on relief.
Right.
20 cents a day.
20 cents a day. Had they owned the land on which they were?
No, they were renting.
They were renting.
Mm-hmm.
And who were they renting from?
Barnett Mills.
Barnett Mills, I see. And were they displaced after the job, after the mill closed down at all or not?
No.
They
no.
Weren't.
Right. I believe the municipality paid the rent.
Yeah. I understand that some of the workers were also living on land owned by a Mr. Cask. Now, could you explain what events happened after the Barnett Mill closed down?
Well, the people living in Cask Camp, Cask himself owned the land and had allowed the people to build houses on the land. And then, of course, when the Depression came, they couldn't pay the rent, so he charged up against their houses the amount of rent that they would have been paying. So finally, after a period of time, he owned the houses.
Right, and so the municipality paid the rents for the period of the Depression.
Yeah, they paid the rent.
Right. Afterwards, though, did these people still stay in there, just paying rent?
Well, the
houses
deteriorated, you see. They rented so many, but the majority of them just went to pieces.
Right.
We used to go down there, of course, and deliver groceries, most of his.
Mr. Cask also had a store
there. Oh, yes, he had a grocery
right.
store, and his charges were so high that people couldn't afford it. So he came to us. We delivered down there. Of course, Cask made a lot of money.
Yes, I imagine. So, this is the Cask that now has the concrete?
Yeah, the Sons. The
right,
Sons have the concrete and the brick factory up right across on the south side of where Cask Camp is. So they've done remarkably well.
Yes.